This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In our series, Vital Signs on Common Health Issues, selfies. Photographing yourself with a smartphone seems harmless, but a man in Washington State died February 28th after accidentally shooting himself in the face while photographing himself and his girlfriend with a gun. And at least 49 others here and abroad have died from selfie-related accident over the past 2 years. I talked about reasons for this with Shelley Stevens Stidham. She's director of the Injury Prevention Center of Greater Dallas at Parkland Health and Hospital System. At least one of the selfies reportedly involved a teenager in Houston killed while trying to take a selfie, I guess while holding a gun. He wasn't aware the gun was loaded. Now, cases like this and those where someone maybe tried to take a picture while they were in a moving car, even while walking, are we talking really about a lack of common sense or good judgment here?
Most of these injuries and deaths are occurring among younger people.
Is that the typical profile?
Of the selfies, yes. These are people who have grown up documenting their lives and things like that. The other thing is that we see more males. Now, that's not unusual. We see more males being injured or dying as a result of injuries because they are more likely to participate in risky behavior and things like that. These are younger people that are taking the selfies. Our younger people have grown up with the advent of digital communications, and so it's nothing for them to want to document different things.
Well, that I get. You want to turn the phone at something and take a picture, fine, but what has become so absorbing about turning the picture on yourself and apparently, in a sense, maybe just losing contact with the rest of the world while you do it?
Well, part of it is the technology. Anytime there's new technology, that contributes to some of these things like this. It's important to remember, Sam, that since 2014, they've only been able to document that 49 people have died as a result of this. So 49 is a really low number. It's probable that it's been underreported. As time goes on, and if we continue to see more deaths as a result of this, then the report forms will probably change, and so the reporting may get better. Already in different countries, we're seeing Russia has implemented a public awareness campaign where they're actually putting up signs that says no selfies, and I believe in India they have no selfie zones to discourage people from trying to take selfies while hanging from a bridge or jumping across a train track.
Anything similar like that in the United States or Texas specifically?
Nothing that we could find in Texas. There are a lot of cities that are developing public awareness campaigns, not necessarily directed at the people who are taking selfies, but the distracted pedestrians or the distracted bicyclists. Like Philadelphia is engaged in a public awareness campaign. They're putting up signs that say, look up, don't look down.
So we're just starting to become aware of this.
We're just starting to become aware of it. It seems to be one of these emerging issues. But again, I think it's important to remember 49 people documented since 2014, and we have over in the U.S. Alone over 3,000 people die as a result of distracted driving while talking on their cell phones. We're starting to see in the upwards of 1,000 people who are being injured because they're distracted pedestrians.
So how then do you prevent this?
Well, the things that are most effective in preventing incidents like this are either policies or changes in the technology. Just as an example, I'm watching the Oscars and a commercial comes up about a car that now has teen driver technology on it. So as we develop technology that causes more deaths and injuries, we also then start to develop the technology to reverse that. Until then, we'll try and educate people to be smarter about what they're doing. And
are people in general, particularly young people, receptive?
This is a generation that has grown up multitasking, and so they feel like that they're good at it. But studies show that whether you're young or whether you're my age, you can't really multitask. If you're trying to do that, the brain shuts down and can only really concentrate on one thing. Kids tend to overestimate their abilities to multitask.
Shelley Stevens Stidham, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Sam.